say a few words of introduction, because we're beginning a new series. We're looking at the book of Proverbs together for the next few weeks. You don't have to go far, do you, to discover a self-help book or a how-to column in a magazine or a blog. They cover everything: relationships, parenting, money, lifestyle. It says something about our desire for help and perhaps our collective sense of lack of wisdom. Life can be at times a bit confusing, if we're honest, and yet we want to navigate it well, and hence the profusion of self-help books. Now, the gospel is about God taking the loving initiative to respond to our need. And so the book of Proverbs that we're going to be looking at is part of our loving Heavenly Father's care for us, because he's not left us alone to navigate our way through life as best as we can. Here is wisdom to guide us through the delights and the demands of everyday living. We will discover that wisdom does not begin in human autonomy, but in relationship with God, where wisdom is then worked out in different spheres of life, in our homes, in our places of work, in our neighbourhoods, in our communities. We're going to see ourselves described here, and we're going to see the people that we encounter most days described here. Parents and teenagers, spouses and friends, colleagues and clients, the gullible and the lazy, the old and the young, those who might lead us astray and those who will help us to stay on track. They're all in this book. Here is a book which knows that life is lived in seasons as well as in hours and days, in relationship with other people and on our specific front lines, those everyday places where we spend most of our time. Here is a book to remind us that following Jesus is connected to the whole of life, a book for loving wisely in God's world, not only helping us to make wise choices, but developing our character as we read it and seek to live it out. Here is a book which stands as a reminder of the availability of wisdom from God for each and every situation we will face as we navigate our way through life. Indeed, the Bible in the book of James says this: if any of us lacks wisdom, we can ask God, who gives generously to all without fault.